I have to be somewhat careful and not overdo this, because in addition to a local audience, some people read or listen to these reviews on a national level. However, I believe a film critic is underutilizing his platform, read not doing his job, if he doesn't cover local productions. And I also think that reviewing movies alone is too narrow a scope. Sometimes we gotta talk TV. And so this time, we're gonna talk about an interesting show called The Spirit of Monroe County 3. I grew up on PBS, and my own kids are doing the same. Full disclosure, my day job is as a producer for WTIU, our local public television station. I'll tell you what I can't say so stridently on the air. Television is a wasteland. It's not that there isn't good stuff on cable and the commercial nets, though there ain't much. It's the commercials themselves. Ads that break up shows so complex thoughts are impossible. Ads that compel us to buy things we don't even want. Ads that, because advertisers really run things, mean we don't get the stuff that could really enrich us. Don't even get me started on corporate ownership of the news, without which would we have even gotten into Iraq? This, the ruination of the most powerful medium for communication and education ever devised by the mind of man. And yet, there is PBS. Well, there is now, if we take care of it. It's more than the national lineup, which is so well done, it actually increases you somehow. It's more than the fact that it just teaches tens of thousands of kids to read, you know, stuff like that. It's really all about the local productions. We're incredibly fortunate to have not just a PBS station in our backyard, but a producing station. That means we have a tool to knit us more closely as a community, a tool that coordinates our sense of local identity. WTIU has done a whole series of shows about Indiana towns. They've now gotten around to Bloomington and Monroe County again, and no matter how long you've lived here or how many cultural opportunities you've sampled, you're going to learn something. How many towns the size of Bloomington have Big Ten athletics, an opera house, and a school of music competitive with Juilliard, that have professional regional theater of the quality of the Cardinal Stage Company, and an educated populace prepared to support it? That is virtually steeped in the arts. One man interviewed in the documentary, who spent 20 years in Greenwich Village, makes the point that we are just as saturated with artists as is the village, but artists who do it for the work, not with an eye on money and fame. You'll see the incredible diversity of this place on wonderful display. For example, the Bloomington Community Farmers Market, which since 1975 has grown to accommodate 5,000 customers, and where kids walk around happily munching on fresh green beans instead of Snickers bars. The Taste of Bloomington, where you're reminded of just what an embarrassment of fine restaurants we've got around here. Oliver Winery, which, in the documentary, gives us permission to have a Chardonnay with our red meat and don't listen to what nobody says. Poetry, painting, limestone sculpture in Ellettsville and Steinsville, or being carved right in front of you for the entrance of Ivy Tech, a wonderfully thriving community college. The incomparable Lotus World Music and Arts Festival, did you know it was named partly after Quentin Lotus Dickey, an old-time fiddler? Well, now we do. The Waldron Arts Center and the African American Arts Institute, the Arts Fair on the Square, the 4th Street Festival with its gaily colored glass and ceramics. What we're talking about here is, as Susie Graham, director for the Center for Lifelong Learning, says in the show, a confluence. Well, that barely skims the surface of the arts talked about in the show, the stuff I care about. Perhaps you'll be equally or more interested to learn about regional fixtures like the IU Life Sciences Department and what they're concocting, or the MPRI shooting protons into people at 2/3 the speed of light. The point is, you're going to learn more about your home and be all the more proud for it. The Spirit of Monroe County 3 premieres this Sunday, March 1st, once at 6 p.m. and again at 7:30 p.m., where it will be presented from a live studio. After that, watch your listings, as it will be back several times as a viewer's choice. Reviewing movies and TV, for WFIU, this is Peter Noble-Kachera.